Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, welcome everybody to Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. It's time to have church. Good to have Brian and Kristen Ming, our new worship leaders, going to lead us in some praise. So let's get started. Here we go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and honor you today. We magnify you. Yeah, sing a little more there, Brian.
There's freedom. We jump and shout and dance and spin and sing. There's freedom. We jump and shout and dance and spin and sing. There's freedom. We jump and shout and dance and spin and sing. There's freedom. We jump and shout.
Hallelujah. Hey, lifting up holy hands to a holy God here at Breakout Radio Church on a Sunday morning. Thank you, Brian and Kristen Ming. They're going to be back to lead us into worship. Hallelujah. Yes, we're free. We're so thankful for that freedom. Good to have you at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning, everybody, on this Lord's Day. And we want to welcome people all across America and around the world. And Gene and I are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person, every nation. And that's exactly what we're doing here at Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting at BPN Radio on TuneIn Radio, KJAK.com Radio. And we are a house of prayer for all nations. We're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout a church this morning, and we are connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. And you too can become a member of this worldwide church. And after I preach my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a member. And I do want to remind you that if you need prayer right now or anytime during the service or shortly thereafter, someone in our leadership is waiting to visit with you or pray with you in our meeting room. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. And then when you get there, just click on the meeting room. And we have people there that are waiting to talk to you or pray with you, answer any questions you might have about Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I are just so delighted to have you attending this morning. And we found out, good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to be able to be pastors here at Breakout Radio Church. And we have 50 years of ministry. It's been great. This year we're celebrating 50 years of ministry. It's a wonderful time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an exciting time. God has been faithful this past 50 years, and we're so thankful and grateful.
Yeah, several months ago, God put it in our heart to pioneer again a new assignment, and that is to have a radio church, because so many people disconnected from a church, not able to go to church because of different reasons, or they may not have a pastor. And you and I have we've served as pastors for many years, and so we welcome those people that don't have a pastor to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. And just looking at people that have joined the church, we had 336 people that listened, that joined us at Breakout Radio Church last month. And we just have people from different places. We have Shelley from Sugar Land, Texas, and Dave from Kerrville, Texas, Glenn from Edmond, Oklahoma, Kathleen from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, David from Fleming Island, Florida, Charles from Madison, Alabama, Ken from Gig Harbor, Washington, Lynn from Surfside Beach, South Carolina. We have Pastor Devin Shyam from, he's from India. We have Dominic, who is from San Antonio, Texas. We have Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida. We have Judy from Prescott, Arizona. We have John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Kip from Bloomington, Indiana. Lemuel from Temecula, California. We have Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada. Sharon from Marlow, Oklahoma. I'm just reading some of the people's names that have joined joined Breakout Church, and it's just amazing. Paul from Birmingham, Alabama. Eugene from Holiday, Texas. Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma. June from Covington, Louisiana. Wow. Well, it's amazing, isn't it? All the people that are joining Breakout Radio Church from different places. Here's someone that joined last week. Steve joined last week from Sheffield, England. And Ellen joined this past week from Fresno, California. And, wow. So we have Georgia from Palm Bay, Florida. It's amazing. And so we're going to give people an opportunity to join the church. And we're excited about that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And welcome, Breakout family. We're so happy to have you join us today.
Yeah, we're a family, and we're, of course, developing a Facebook page. And we do have a website, breakoutradiochurch.com. Breakoutradiochurch.com is our new website. And what we believe is on there, and we are getting that already. But you can go to Breakout Radio Church, learn some more about it. Well, it's a delight to have everybody in church today. Breakout Radio Church, and we're going to join hands, Gene, and we're going to agree, for the Bible says, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So, Father, Gene and I are so thankful to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church, Breakout Church, and you put Breakout in our hearts a long time ago, and after we led prayer at the White House in 1995, and so we've had Breakout in our heart for a long time. So we're going to break out today. We're going to get over the wall, go to places we've never been, do things we've never done, say things we never said, meet people we never met. Father Gene and I agree for this service today that you would mightily anoint this service today. In Jesus' name, come Holy Spirit and touch us, touch this service, anoint me to preach as we worship you and honor you. In Jesus' name. And Gene, thank you so very, very much for partnering with me here. We're just so very, very thankful and grateful. And I'm just going to have our worship leaders to come back and lead us in worship for a little while before I preach today. So Brian and Kristen Mean, let's just worship. Let's just worship him.
Deep into our hearts, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There is grace and peace.
Thank you,
there
Jesus.
There is hope for you. There is love beyond measure. There is love never ending. There's peace for you. Oh, there's strength for you.
Let's lift up holy hands to Holy God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're so thankful. So thankful. So thankful for Jesus. So thankful for the Holy Spirit that I feel this morning here at Breakout Church. Lord, we just take time to honor you and magnify you and glorify you. Lord, we worship you, King of kings and Lord of lords. Our eyes are upon you. Lord, we just pray for everyone this morning that has taken their eyes off of you, Lord. They become discouraged, disenchanted, disillusioned, disappointed, taking their eyes off of you. They're sinking in places of despair and hopelessness and helplessness. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray just reach out a hand. Reach out your hand. Help them back in the boat with you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our eyes are upon you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So grateful, so thankful, so thankful. So thankful to have you at Breakout Radio Church today here on this Sunday, and broadcasting from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. I want to read today from the book of Hebrews chapter 4. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to preach a little while, and then we're going to pray and see what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. I love to I love the Word. I love to read the Word. I love to preach. I love to prophesy. I love to pray. So here's what the Holy Spirit has put in my heart today. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, for we who have believed do enter that rest, and God rested. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Last year, a friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine here in Austin, he invited me to come to minister at his church a couple of nights, and he wanted me to prophesy about what I saw or what I was hearing concerning the church. And I know there was a lot going on. There was the blood moons going on. There was a lot of things happening in America, a lot of predictions, lots of foretellings, lots of prophesying. So he said, would you come and prophesy to the people, to my church, what you see the Holy Spirit doing, what you hear the Holy Spirit saying? And so as I began to seek God concerning the coming events in America, or what the Holy Spirit wanted to say to the church, the only word that I could get was rest. So I got up both nights, and I just heard the Holy Ghost say, I want my people to enter into a rest, a supernatural rest. You know, the Bible says in Genesis 2, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. He sanctified it and blessed it as a day of rest. And some people wonder, well, why do we have seven-day increments on our calendar? Why didn't we just go 1 through 365? Why didn't we just go 1 through 30 and then start? I believe that God got it right, that he desired for us to work for 6 days and then rest on the seventh day. That is a special day of rest, but I believe that he desires to do exceedingly abundantly above that. He desires for us to set aside our work and have a day of rest, but I believe he also, that is a physical rest, but also believe there is a spiritual rest and there is a soul rest for those that serve him and know him. And so throughout the Bible, God speaks about rest. He said in Exodus chapter 33, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Deuteronomy chapter 12, he said, for as yet you have not come to the rest and the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. But when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies. God is giving you rest from your enemies all around about us. What are some of our enemies that God is giving us rest from? How about stress? How about anxiety? How about burnout? How about competition? How about overwork? Those are our enemies. I mean, I know there's some good stress and there's good work, but so many people today are so busy, they cannot find a place of rest. Their enemy becomes their job. Their enemy becomes their business. Their enemy becomes the things that they used to love to do. Their enemy becomes the things that they're involved in. Their enemy becomes overcommitment. But God said, I'm going to give you rest from all of your enemies all about you. And so today we are living in a day of busyness where people are so stressed. They are so involved. They have so much going and they can't hardly lay down at night and sleep for all the things that are going on in their mind. And they have said yes, yes, yes to so many things when they should have been saying no to a lot of those things. So they have enemies all about. But God said, I'm going to give you rest. And at the close of my sermon today, I am going to pray for supernatural rest because I believe that God desires for you to enter into that place of rest. And I want you to know that rest is not just a geographical location. There's a lot of people say, if I could just get away to Hawaii and have about 2 or 3 weeks laying on the beach. And I had a friend that tried that. He said, I came back more stressed than ever because I had so much work to do when I got back. And I had some finances that I had to pay back because I borrowed some money to take the trip. And then I got back and I was more stressed than ever. So rest is not a geographical location, but rest is a place in Him. Joshua chapter 1 said, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. In other words, I believe that God is saying, I'm giving you rest and I'm giving you a restful place. A rest and a restful place. And so when I was ministering last year at this church that I was prophesying over rest, I began to hear the Holy Spirit saying again to me that I am giving my people a restful place. You know, a restful place to live is so very, very important because out of that place of rest, that supernatural rest that we are going to labor to enter into, out of that supernatural rest, there will come healing and wellness and wholeness, financial blessing, restoration of marriages, revelation, discernment, new beginnings, peace, tranquility, safety, assurance, joy, contentment. While society lives in fear and anxiety, I believe that God is calling His children, His sons and daughters, to enter into a supernatural rest. And after His house is called a house of prayer, His house will be known as a house of rest. And people will come into that place of rest. I believe the church should be a place of rest. That is His house. But also believe that God has designated places for us to live so that we can live in a restful place. Now, I know we could have a $1 million mansion that we lived in and it'd still not be peaceful. Still, there could be chaos and divisiveness and hatred and competition. And all of those things would, even though it was a beautiful home, it would not be a place of rest. So I believe that God is calling for two things. I believe that God is calling for us to enter, regardless of where we live. I believe that God is calling us to live in an atmosphere of rest. You know, a friend of mine, R.T. Kendall, a tremendous writer, friend of mine for a long time, served on my board in England while I was ministering there. But he tells a story about a couple who moved from Britain to Israel, missionaries, and almost immediately when they moved into that little cottage, they began to discover the sound of a dove at the eave of their roof. And as long as there was peace in the home, the dove would remain. They could hear the cooing of the dove. But he said the missionary couple said that anytime there was confusion or someone raising their voice in anger, the dove would immediately fly away. And so they found out that the dove would stay on the roof of their home when there was rest and there was peace. And any time there was no peace, then the dove would fly away. And I know that that is so important because we know that there is a heavenly dove that desires to give us peace and tranquility in our home. And so we need to be praying, God, give us rest in our dwelling. The other thing we need to be praying about is a peaceful house or condo or an apartment, a peaceful home to live in. There are so many people that do not live in a home that is peaceful and restful and tranquil. I remember that years ago, Bishop Tony Miller and I were ministering in a series of revival meetings in London, England. And on a Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit just put it in my heart. I began to minister on rest and having a restful place. And I said, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we want people to come early that desire to live in a home or a condo or an apartment. Have a house of rest. You don't live in a place that is restful. You don't live in a dwelling that is peaceful. And I didn't know. I thought maybe a few people would come, but much to my amazement, at 4 o'clock that afternoon, over 900 people came that were in that large congregation that did not live in a peaceful home. And Bishop Tony Miller and I took time to ask God, praying for those people individually, corporately and individually, asking God to give them a peaceful home, a peaceful place that they could live in. And it was amazing. We were astonished at the people that did not have a peaceful, restful house to live in. And so we prayed for them. And Gene and I have found over the years that if there's any miracle that God wants to give us, and that is a miracle of a home, a place to dwell in, a place that is peaceful and relaxing and comfortable. And over the years, Gene and I have prayed every time we felt there was a transition going on in our lives, we begin to agree together that God would give us a peaceful home, a peaceful place to live in. And we have experienced miracle after miracle after miracle of homes that we could not afford to live in, places that we never dreamed that we could dwell in. But I'm here to tell you on this Lord's Day that God wants to give you a miracle home. I'm talking about a place maybe that you think you could never live or maybe you could not afford, but God wants to do something special for you when it comes to a place to live. I'll never forget years ago, Gene and I were living in the Dallas area, ministering at a church called Church on the Rock. And we lived for several months in the missions condo, and then it came time to move out of there. And Gene and I, we began to look around for a restful place to live. And we looked and looked, and Rockwall area was beginning to grow. It's a suburb of Dallas. And we looked and looked, and finally we found a place that we could lease. And we liked the condo, and we always try before we make a major decision, we try to pray about that and rest on that for 24 hours. And so we went home that night, and during the night I heard the Holy Spirit say these words to me, son, that place is second best for you, second best. So I got up the next morning. I said to Gene, I heard the Holy Ghost say during the night that condo that we are thinking about leasing today is second best. And she said to me, Dale, you know, we have looked everywhere, and we have not been able to find anything. Well, I said, well, that is the natural. So we know that as we dwell in life, as we go through life's journey, that we encounter the natural and the supernatural. That's what the Apostle Paul said. The Apostle Paul said there is a natural and there is a supernatural. So there's so many things that may not be able to happen in the realm of the natural, but they can happen in the realm of the supernatural because God is a supernatural God. Can anybody say amen to that? And so she said, well, I certainly don't want to accept second best. And so we were leasing. We did not know how long we were going to be ministering there at the church. So we didn't want to buy, but we wanted to lease. So Gene said, well, I'm going to get out and look. So, we have followed the proper progression for a long time. And that is, you hear something and then you see what you have heard. And then you say what you have seen and heard, and then you begin to do what you have said and seen and heard. And so the proper progression is you hear something, you see something, you say something, and then you do something. So I heard something, and then Gene and I begin to see a nice place for us to live. And then Gene and I begin to agree we're not going to live in anything that's second best. God has a special place of rest for us. So then we begin to do something. So Jean got out and she began to look for a condo. And one day she went into this gated community that was right on the lake, and they were building some new condominiums. And there was one that was almost finished. And Jean asked for the builder, and she found him, introduced herself, and she said, I want to lease this condominium that you have, that you're almost finished with. And he said, ma'am, these condos are not for rent or for lease. They are for sale. She said, no, I don't want to buy it. She said, I want to lease it. And he said, no, they're not for for lease. They are for sale. They're new condominiums. And so she began to talk to him, and the anointing of God came upon her. And he finally said, okay. He finally said, okay, I will lease it to you. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you pick out the colors. I'm going to let you pick out the appliances, the color of carpet, the color, the paint to put on the wall. I'm going to let you decorate the inside of this new condominium. And so Gene came home to tell me the report. And that was unbelievable. Not only were we going to be able to get to move into a brand new condominium, but Gene was going to be able to put all of the colors in, the appliances in, the carpet in, every completely decorated. And it was like, God, you are an awesome God. And I believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And so many times we try to put limits on God. And so God is not wanting to do just enough for you today. I'm here to declare that God wants to do more than enough, particularly in the place that you live. He wants to give you a place of rest. So Gene and I moved into that brand new condominium in a gated community with other new condos going up near a lake, moved in there just by paying the first month's rent and a deposit, and thanking God, how neat is this? How awesome is our God? And that was a place of incredible tranquility and rest, and how we enjoyed living there during that time. If time would permit, I would have other stories to tell of how God has given us a place of rest. And I declare that God wants to give you a home of that is restful and peaceful, whether it's an apartment, a condo, a duplex, a house, whatever it may be, so that you can rest. For Jesus said in Matthew 11, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest in your soul. That's your mind, your will, and your emotions. The Message Bible says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Come away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And so he's looking for those who will enter into his rest, that supernatural rest, those who need to relax, refresh, recover. in order to regain strength, let up, slow down, take a break, unbend, unwind, recharge, take it easy, put your feet up, lie down, go to bed, doze, sleep, take five, take a breather, catch 40 winks, get some shut eye, take a load off, chill, catch some Z's, repose, set down, time off, breathing space, interlude, intermission, power nap, downtime, snooze, rest, rest, rest. Oh, supernatural rest. What is the word for his people today? Rest. His people, God is calling his people to enter into a supernatural rest where there is no fear. He's building a house of rest, driving out fear in the name of Jesus, driving out contention, strife, anger, disunity, rage in the name of Jesus, discontentment. He's building for his people a house of rest. He's putting us under house arrest. He says, I'm putting you under house arrest. Putting you under house arrest. He's giving you rest. And I'm just going to pray for you right now. Those of you that seemingly cannot find that place of rest, it's not just necessarily a geographical location, but I'm telling you, if it's a home, it can help. I'm not talking about just going to some vacation spot. I'm not talking about just taking some trip to Hawaii or to the wherever it may be that you think is going to be restful. But I'm talking about a rest for your spirit, your mind, your soul, your body. I'm talking about a restful place for you to live in where you go each night and prop your feet up and lie down in your bed, a place of rest. And some of you don't have it. I mean, there seems to be confusion all around you, and there's maybe spirits in your home, and you just can't seem to lie down and be at rest. I'm going to pray for you right now, because I believe that God desires to give you a home. And it may be you say, I can't afford it, can't live it, but God wants to do something supernatural. And you just need to get out and begin to look and pray and say, God, I'm believing you for a supernatural place to live. God has done it for Gene and I so many times, so many times, so many times, so many, many times. He has worked those miracles. And I'm praying for a miracle for you. I'm praying if you are in a home and it's a nice home and it could be a peaceful home, but there's so much confusion and chaos in your home. Children are fighting each other. Don't let them do that. Don't let your children argue with each other and compete with each other. Command your family to have rest. Say, this is going to be a place of rest. And if you don't have a house or a home that is a restful place, believe. Get yourself in unity with members of your family and begin to look for a place and believe that God is going to give you supernatural finances to move into that place, to live in that place. In Jesus' name. And you may have to go through your house and you say, I like the house we're living in, but there just seems like there's unrest here. Well, just go and take some anointing oil and pray over the walls and drive out any unclean spirits. Never move into a new home until you cleanse that home or get some other people to come lay hands on that home and drive out any unclean spirits in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for people that have no rest. And they lay down at night and their mind goes 90 miles an hour and they go to bed tired and they get up tired. And they seemingly cannot find that place of rest. They don't have a peaceful job and they don't have there's no rest among their employees and their business and no rest in their marriage. And it seems like there's always confusion and discontentment and there's always some type of infighting going on. I pray for peace in the home. I pray for peace in the marriage. I pray for peace with the children. And I pray in Jesus' name for a supernatural house to live in, a supernatural home to live in, a supernatural dwelling. And I pray, Lord, today that people that do not have that, like those 900 people that gathered in London, England on that Sunday afternoon, I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, they'll find a supernatural house, a supernatural home to live in. In Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. Lord, I believe that you desire to have a house of rest. You told David, you're not gonna. I need a house of rest, but it's not gonna be you that is going to build me a house of rest. David said, I had it in my heart to build the Lord a house of rest, but the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, no, it's going to be your son Solomon. Even God wanted a house of rest. Build me a house of rest. And you need to go through your house today and say, my house is a house of rest. If it's not a house of rest, you need to take authority over anything that would cause unrest. And you need to find, if your house is totally a house that is not a house of tranquility, you need to believe that God's going to give you another place to live. And I set myself in agreement with you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I pray for those of you that have no peace in your life. Maybe you don't know the Lord. Maybe you're a backslider. Maybe you're away from God today. And you just, you don't have any peace in your heart, no rest in your spirit. And one thing is, you just don't know where you're going to spend eternity. You're not sure. Maybe there are those of you that are far away from God, and maybe you got wounded in the house of God, or maybe some things have come up in your life that you did not understand, you've not understood, and maybe you're questioning God and saying, God, if you're really real, why didn't you answer my prayer, and why did this not happen? I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. For those of you that don't know the Lord, if you were to die today, and remember, every one of us are only one heartbeat away. And if you were to die today, I want to ask you on this Sunday morning, where would you spend eternity? Where would you spend eternity, in heaven or hell? You know, the Bible said it is appointed a man once to die, that we all have an appointment with death, and after death comes the judgment. Will you be judged righteously, or will you be judged wickedly? So I'm going to pray with you right now. If you don't know the Lord, or you're far away from God, or you're bound by some sin in your life, or maybe you're just not sure about your salvation, I want to pray with you right now here at Breakout Church on this Sunday morning. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want to pray with you now. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for these that have accepted you as their Savior. Names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And thank you for those who have came back. The backsliders came home today. And those that weren't sure, they can be sure now. They can have a surety for their salvation. I'm thankful, Lord. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that through the blood, through your blood, and through your name, Lord Jesus, that we can have life here and have eternal life. If you do not have a church, you do not have a pastor, I want to give you an opportunity. I want to give you an opportunity to become a member of Breakout Radio Church. We have people joining across America in different parts of the world, and I'll be your pastor. I take the list of members at night, sometimes during the day, and I pray over the members. And we call and contact our members from time to time, and we have a website that you can go to and join the church. And if you just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, just go there now. BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com, and right there, when you get there, there's a little church, and you can join the church. That just we just say it's a picture of Breakout Radio Church, and you can click on that little church, white church with a red roof, a membership card will come up, and you can fill out that membership card, and you can submit it to us, and we'll put your name on our membership row. We'll be in touch with you, and if you need prayer, you can contact us, and we will give you the opportunity to be a part of a church, a worldwide church. And so I've been a pastor for many years. I've been in the ministry 50 years. Dean and I would love to be your pastors. If you don't have a pastor, just go to breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the little church there. And you can, the membership card will come up. And at this time, we would like to give you, as members of Breakout Church, an opportunity to give your tithes and offerings right now. And you, if you want to make a check, you can make a check out to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries, and we'll tell you where to send that. Just make your check to Breakout Ministries, and you can send that check to P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, and that's Austin, Texas, 78709, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, and the zip is 78709. And if you want to use your PayPal or credit card or debit card, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on the donate button. That's bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, and you'll be able to use your credit card or debit card or your PayPal card. Okay, I just want to give you a few moments to make out your checks and make your donation. And we're so thankful for the loyal members of Breakout Church. And this ministry is supported by you, our loyal members. Maybe you're not a member of Breakout Church, but you still like would like to make a contribution. And you can do that, of course, by going to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. Or you can send the check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Okay, I want to speak a blessing upon those of you that are giving today. And Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And Gene and I, we believe that God gives us daily bread and monthly fruit. We believe in sowing seed. We live by the harvest of the seed that we have sown. And so we would be so very thankful during this December if you would be generous in your giving. Father, I just pray for everyone that is giving today here at Breakout Church on this first Sunday of December 2016. We move into the Christmas season. And Father, we just pray that you would bless the people that are giving today. Bless them abundantly and bountifully as they give here on this Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to take time to pray for the sick today. If you are sick, you need a healing, you need a miracle, I want to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just pray as the pastor of Breakout Church here on this Sunday, I pray for people that need a healing. They need a miracle. And I ask, oh God, that you touch them in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask in the name of the Lord that you minister to them in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Gene Massey, who's one of the leaders of Breakout Church, recovering from heart surgery. I pray for him right now. I pray, Father God, for Bill in Florida, member of our church, just gotten out of the hospital. Pray for him. I pray for Tammy as she's recovering from surgery. Pray for her. I pray, oh God, for everyone that needs healing today in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. I pray for those who are out of work during this December. I pray in Jesus' name for those out of work that you'll get a job, not just a job, but a better job. I pray for you right now in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, it's good to be in church today, isn't it? Oh, it's wonderful to be in church today, and I'm so thankful to be leading a Breakout Radio Church. And remember to tell your friends that this church service is rebroadcast every Sunday night at 8 o'clock and then every weekday at 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. on BPN Radio. BPN Radio, and you can go to bpnradio.com to listen. We're also on the TuneIn Network. Just download the TuneIn app. And then just type in BPN Radio, the one with the American flag there, and you can listen to us. Two-thirds of our listening audience listen on TuneIn. So however you listen to us, and of course we're thankful for KJAK Radio in Lubbock, Texas, that broadcasts our service every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Central Time, and that's kjak.com. We're so very, very thankful for those of you that have joined us today. And I'm just telling you that God is at work. I encourage you to enter into that rest today. I just want to bless you before we leave this morning. Father, I'm just so thankful for Breakout Church. I'm so thankful for our church members. I'm so thankful for those that are visiting the church today, or maybe during a broadcast during the week. I speak a blessing upon them, and I know that you desire to bless us. And I just declare that you are blessed going out, coming in, rising up, lying down. I declare that you are blessed in the city, in the country, in the field. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. And remember that I'm on BPN Radio each weekday morning, most mornings at 10 o'clock live. And then, of course, throughout the day, we have prayer. And so join us on BPN Radio when you can. Well, it's been a great day. God, we thank you. We praise you and honor you for such an incredible, incredible service today here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Church. And I just declare that God is with you. You go out and have a wonderful day. I declare that God is setting up divine appointments and divine connections for you. And this is going to be a great week. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.